Today on the Camimo Ag Report, you'll hear opening remarks from Governor Parson and Ag Director Chen at Camimo Ag Day to begin the roundtable discussions.
I do think in the big picture, we're moving forward in the right direction on that. Just a little bit on the state real quick. A couple of things. I think most of you have heard so many times me say this, and I'll continue to say it. And I was talking to Bill a little earlier about this when I first came in. But one of the two things that we've been a priority for me as the governor of the state of Missouri, the two issues that I truly believe that is facing the entire state of Missouri, especially for some of these young people that are here today, we have to still face the idea, we have to do something with the workforce in the state of Missouri. That's just an issue all over the state. Doesn't matter whether you're a farmer, whether you're in the industry, in the factory side of it, or whether you're on the tech side in St. Louis or Kansas City, but we gotta figure out how we prepare the workforce for the challenges of the future. I think that's one of the biggest issues facing us right now. The other thing we gotta face and we gotta get done, we gotta get something done on infrastructure. This is just becoming a huge problem for the state of Missouri. And I don't think there's any doubt that people realize we gotta figure out a way to fix it. It's a question is, how do you pay for it? It's the same message, and whatever it is, but I think people realize that, hey, we gotta do something. So right now, I think that's upon me as the governor, it's just upon me as the legislatures to find a solution right now, to figure out some way that we can move forward with infrastructure. So those are the things I think right now are facing us, and that's probably a longer introduction than you wanted, but I just want to kind of touch base with you this morning. And then I think we're going to talk about agriculture. We're going to try to answer any questions that you have, and if we don't have the answers, we'll make something up on that. But we'll get you the answer if we need to get the answer. So with that, I don't know who's going next. You up next, Chris, or who's up? All right, I'm going to turn it over to the director.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for accepting our phone calls here in the last couple days when we called you and asked you if you could be a part of this event. We really appreciate you guys always being willing to have these open conversations and to be a part of the dialogue so that we always are able to keep in touch with each one of you and make sure that we're hearing directly from you. This is a great opportunity for all of us to hear from you, the challenges that you're seeing, the opportunities that you're seeing, and what we in state government can do to better serve you. At the Department of Agriculture, when I took over, we started our MORE strategic initiative, and we have four pillars: to feed more, reach more, connect more, and empower more. And everything that we do at the department follows in those four pillars. And really, when you think about it, it's what each of us does every single day on our farms and our ranches, is to make sure that we're doing everything we can to empower that next generation to come back home to the farm, to take it over, and to continue that legacy. And so the governor and I, we've been friends for many, many years, and he and I have traveled the state before talking about that and how important it is to bring that next generation home.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.